Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello. Release the Neshki. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Oh, Matashi. Welcome back to Indigenous Voices of People. It's your guest.
We had a schedule glitch, and we were able to get with Sister Leona, and she straightened that out for us. So we're getting a little late start, so we'll go tonight from 7:30 to 9. So we want to get started with the prayer.
Tomorrow
we'll be back on our regular schedule. We had a scheduling glitch, which they just straightened out. But it said tomorrow we'll be back on the regular schedule. So we like to get our show going and welcome everybody back to Indigenous Voices of People with Jabril Salam, Chinupa Gluha Money, Amin Abdullah El Bay Strong Bear, and all of our illustrious hosts and guests. Thank you, everybody, for participating, for calling in and engaging in the show. We implore our people to call in, engage in the show, bring up topics, share experiences, share languages, so that we all may benefit from each other as one nation, one family. What they say, many nations, one fire. So we all being relations here on Turtle Island, we welcome everyone once again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ahadun samad lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Alrighty. Thank you, everyone. We thank our great creator for allowing us to come together again on the Indigenous Voices of People and to be able to share our experiences with our brothers and sisters all across Turtle Island. As we always implore our people to strive for independent self-determination and seek the knowledge of who you are, what's your relationship with your creator, what's your relationship with Mother Earth and all her lovely inhabitants. Our brothers and sisters of the plant kingdom and the animal kingdom and the bird kingdom, so many different inhabitants whose lives and rights are always taken for granted by so many. And we also practice and pray upon each other with those same disrespects. So we as the people, real people, so many different nations have described themselves as the real people, original people, the real human beings. These are the meanings of the names, and a lot of these misnomers they've given us, different tribe names, different names, which are not even a lot of times part of our languages, but some construct through misinterpretation of sign language, misinterpretation of spoken language. We've had this fiasco of all these different misnomers and different names of things that don't really apply. The prime example, the Lakota, Nakota, Dakota, and the many seven sister bands, many clans, many families, they never called themselves snakes or Sioux. These are those misnomers in which we are speaking about. They had very proud names, very spiritual names, which had a very deep meaning. Nakota, Dakota, Lakota, these names are not something that someone made up. These are descriptions of people and who they are, where they're from, and where they're from, who they are. And his name had a meaning.
Oh.
So these are some of the things we have to straighten out in our everyday usage. You know, we were called Chalagi. We called ourselves Chalagi, not Cherokee. But this is another misnomer someone else made up. So we try to leave off those things. They call us people of color. We're not crayons. You know, we're not magic markers. But we have languages that mean things. So we have to start straightening these things out so that this will become commonplace amongst people. And this also is a form of exercising that true independence and self-determination and setting right those wrongs that's been perpetrated against us throughout time. Turn it over to you, Strong Bear.
So, with that being said, that, you know, so misnomers, misconceptions, steps that they are put on the people, and the question, like you said, how do we correct that right, that wrong it did to the people? So the question is, what can we do to correct that wrong they did to us? What should we do, and how should we go about doing it?
Good question. Good question. Well, let's see if we can get any of our call-in audience to maybe join in on that topic or open a new topic. We got a few callers in, some of our usual callers. Would anyone like to chime in on that topic? Feel free to come on in, introduce yourself, and who you are, where you're calling from, and jump right in. Any comments? Hello out there.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah, we can hear you. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. First of all, I'd just like to give my condolences to Myron Dewey and his family. He journeyed on Sunday. And mysterious things are happening to people. We don't understand why and how. And other people give their life for what they believe in. And he was a very interesting person. I've only gotten to know about him this past year, and I think he was a wonderful person. I just like to say that to him and his family. Back to you.
Also, our condolences and prayers out to our brother also, Brother Dooley. And that's a wonderful thing when someone journeys on, makes their transition, that they are remembered by the good works that they did, by the interesting things that they did to help others and help themselves and their families and the community. This is what it's about, folks. This is part of the story of us, is that we leave a good legacy behind for the people who come in behind us, good examples on how we should live our life, how we should legacy we leave behind when we journey on to the next phase of our existence in the spirit world. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Jeff. You always bring much love and honor and wisdom to the show. We thank you so much. Anyone else would like to expound on that topic or come in and say anything? Don't be shy, folks. Well, I guess we got a lot of listeners right now.
Yeah. I just want to say that, no, what she was saying, that she said she didn't know that person a long time, but what she did, the short time she did know her, she said that she was a very good person. It's a phrase that you make your own, like, heaven or hell right here on earth. So I want to let somebody expound on what do you think that phrase means? If you make your own heaven and hell right here on earth.
That's interesting. I guess according to my opinion, I guess according to how you behave or what situation you create for yourself, you put yourself in a heavenly situation or a hellish situation, huh? Interesting question.
We all know that, you know, we're not going to live forever. And we know that, you know, that life is not guaranteed to you. But surely if the Creator lets you come to this world, you will pass away. So we all know that we have the good, the bad, and the ugly in this world. That, you know, so we know that Islam only knows that the more good you do to help people, and we know that we can't carry nothing in the next life with us. We came in the world naked, we were leaving, and we would go out the world naked. You haven't brought nothing in this world, you will take nothing out this world. The only thing you will take in this world back with you is what you did of helping other people and how you helped other people.
That's their legacy, yeah.
Hello?
I think also, too, hello, yes, I think also,
yes,
too, before you come to this Mother Earth, there is a plan for you before you're even born of what you're to do when you come here and how you're to be. But a lot of times people get sidetracked by other people's ideas instead of following what their position is to being here. You know, there's a reason why you're here. It's either you're a caretaker of Mother Earth, or you're someone that will talk to people about the way that you should live here on Earth and not hurt and abuse people and use people. You know, because all that comes back on you if you don't live your life right here on Earth. There's a reason why you're here. And some people are taken away from here sooner than they should because they're not living right. That's my theory. Back to you.
That is such a wisdom. That is such a beautiful wisdom. I mean, and that's the teachings we live by. You know, thank you so much for that beautiful reminder. That you,
hello.
You have purpose. Hey, go ahead. Come on in.
Hey, this is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, how are you?
Okay.
Welcome back.
My belief is by what we're raised around, your mind can create your hell, but your heart can create your heaven. And if some people can get both together, the mind and the heart, that's true heaven. Whether you're on earth or above. In the world we live in today, we've got confliction between the mind and the heart because of what we are taught. It takes us away from our heart. I'll give you an example of the white man's Christianity. Their mind says for them to believe in that Bible and that belief, but the heart's not there. So they live two paths of confliction. And that's what their creation creates for everything else around us, this, if you want to call it, by the white man's term, hell. And people need to connect their minds back to their hearts instead of where we've had that conquer and divide between our mind and our hearts. So that's what I feel about it.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, because the heart being the seat of the spirit, the heart controls the mind. Very interesting. And this is the beauty of sharing knowledge and sharing those inner feelings with each other, because it brings you to a greater understanding or another angle of looking at, you know, we all looking at the same thing, but if we look in from different angles, cover all the bases, all the 360 degrees of the circle. And we always thank you, your mothers and grandmothers, because you've been given a certain wisdom that we don't have. And when we pay attention and listen, you guys share that with us, it's always a great honor to be able to absorb that and analyze it and use it in our daily practices and apply it to our life and share it with our children, our grandchildren, and to the young ones coming under our subordination. So we thank you, ladies, for all that wisdom that you always share with us. Because the mother's instinct is something that we don't understand. I'm 60 years old. I'm still trying to figure out how mom knew what I was getting and when I was in the refrigerator and what I was getting out of the refrigerator, and she was in two other rooms away. How? I still don't understand that, but that's mother's tuition thing.
Come on, when you do.
Maybe some of your moms can relate to that.
My kids used to say that about me, too, because I used to do that.
Yeah, how did she know? I still ain't figured that one out.
That's just something the creator of putting to the mother. Not to the male, but to the mother. When she has some kids.
She could have a dream and tell me, oh, you're doing such and so and so. And I'm like, how she know that? Yeah. So those are things that's that unseen spirituality, that those connections that they taught us about, but this colonial indoctrination tried to disconnect us from those teachings and from those understandings. So it's part of that struggle, that battle within. I'm grateful myself for all those wisdoms that come from our females, from our mothers, grandmothers, aunties, sisters. I like somebody get a cough from that.
Okay.
Right. No, that ain't Bryce. That's Cleo.
Cleo.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Cleo. That's you?
Okay.
Yep. So those wisdoms are something we have to keep with us all the days of our life, folks, so that we can always be ever expanding from the heart. Ever learning and having that true connection to Mother Earth and to everything, you know.
And so that's why it's very, very important that we must take care of our elderly people, you know. And a lot of people I notice that think that money is not always the thing. It's, you know, it's good to have it, but that's not the basis of life, you know. Like, you didn't come with life with money. You're not going to go without. You're not going to take it. So the best thing that when our elderly people, that, you know, it's time to be, you know, say a kind word to them. If you know they need help, go to the store, grocery and stuff like that, you know. That's what we should do, treat our elders with kindness, with respect, you know, because remember, they lived here before us. You know, they see more things than we have seen, and they can teach us a lot, you know. So we don't abuse our elders, you know. That's what, you know, as you say, that's what other races of people do. but as us being Native Indigenous people, we know we came from a long line of cultures that we honor the elders, and they're the ones that teach us, you know, about our history.
Yeah, one gentleman, he said, he gave the example of the one, they respect the elder, and they come, they wash his feet, they bring him his food, they listen to his stories, and then one elder, they just call him the old man, and they don't visit him, they don't do anything, any services for him, but they only respect him as the old man. He said the difference in between those two is the one they called the old man, and they didn't do anything to serve him. He never had time for anyone. He never spent any time to nurture anyone, teach anyone. He only was concerned about himself. And the one that they come, they wash his feet, they bring him his food, they do all kind of services for him, and they respect him. They respect his word, his knowledge, because he served his people. He taught them. He spent knowledge with them. He shared knowledge with them. He would do all kind of things to serve his people. And in turn, the people loved him and respected him. He wasn't just some other old man. And in that example of that story he gave, was the factor of how we have to give back, you know, and how we all live upon the clock. On the clock of time, we started as an infant in a weakened state, and as we grew and was nurtured, we became of age and strength, and then as the time went on, we journeyed into the old age and went back to the weakness. In the young infant stage, in the nurturing stage, the parents and grandparents, they aided and nurtured and took care of us. And then after they journeyed on back to the weakened state, to the abject state, where they became elderly and frail and weak, then those who they nurtured would in turn nurture them and take care of them. And this cycle would repeat itself on and on through time. But we live in a colonial time and a colonial behavior where there is no time for the elders, there's no time for the children. Take the children off in the daycare center where people have no real connection or feeling to them. They don't know the families. They have no real connection other than they just met each other and they're doing a business arrangement. And the common denominator for taking care of those children or those elderly is a coupon, which is used for an exchange to buy commodities and goods, but in all actuality has no real connection to the people or no real value. Because at any given moment, the value of a coupon can go high or low or could totally fall out, and then it's just flat dead worthless.
Explain to me what you mean by coupon.
By coupon, I mean in dollars, Federal Reserve notes, which the Federal Reserve told Brother Abin and myself that they have no value, just use as a medium of exchange for goods and services amongst each other. And because we were trying to cash in some silver certificates, which we had inherited from some elders, and trying to change them, cash them in for silver, Federal Reserve told us that those silver reserve notes, silver dollars, had no value to them, and they didn't belong to them. They never belonged to them. They didn't print them, and they had nothing to do with them, and that we were talking to the wrong people. So then they directed us to talk to the U.S. Mint, So we talked to the U.S. Mint, and the U.S. Mint claimed that they owned them and that they, since 1968, been under a statute which prevents them from trading silver for those since 1968, and that they only could give us Federal Reserve dollars, dollar for dollar, which they did agree that they were valueless. Nevertheless, that's the statute that they were under, and they could not honor the constitutional value of Article 1, Section 10, that they only trade in gold and silver or take for debt and payment gold or silver because of a statute that was passed in 1968 and that they were no longer standing on that principle of the Constitution. They were under something else which they didn't want to explain, and they told us to go on to the website and we could get the document that we requested it in writing, that we won't need something on paper, that they no longer exchange these certificates for silver, and that we needed something in writing. So they directed us to get it online, which led to a dead end. And then thereafter, they never want to answer the phone anymore. So long story short, dollars are worthless. They know that they're worthless. And they got us all tricked out on this colonial policy of profit and greed. And these are some of the policies in which they reduce us from our human rights and that feeling of love for one another, to take care of one another and treat one another as family, and embrace one another once again as the indigenous family of Turtle Island. Because according to my great-grandmother, all other communities was always welcome in our community, and we always fed each other. Whenever I ever came home and brought anyone traveling with me or from outside, or anybody ever came to our family home or to grandma's house or great-grandma's house, they always had food ready. These women always had cakes and pies, and we could whip up food so quick. Oh, come on, sit down and eat. They always fed the people, made the people welcome. So these are the values which was instilled in us coming up. And this is told to me that this is our indigenous way. This is our way. So in every indigenous tribe I ever encountered or spent time with or went to their house or ceremonial function, they always fed you, always made you feel welcome in that home. This is the indigenous way. So these are the values we must maintain and teach our children, our grandchildren, and spread to our neighbors and to the many people who come to our nation. We're going to get a new influx of neighbors once again on Turtle Island, which is the people of Afghanistan. We got a lot of them in the 80s. Now we're going to get more because of this war in Afghanistan, the mess that the United States went and made again with other nations. One man last week, he came by my store, and he looked up and he saw our flag. He said, "That's you guys' flag?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "We love your flag." I said, "Why?" He said, "You see all those other flags flying there? Those are other nations." He said, "But you guys, you accept everybody. Everybody in the world come to your nation, and you guys accept them. You are the most hospitable people of all the people on Mother Earth." This was a man from Arabia. He shared that feeling with us at our place the other last week. So you never know how the people are watching you and feel about you, you know, until you hear these things, which was a great feeling, you know, that the people feel like we as indigenous people, we accepted everybody, even that white man. We're accepting him. When he came, he had nothing. And today, he still really has nothing. He's bankrupt because he didn't have no spirituality, a real spirituality. When your heart is empty and void of real connection and spirituality, you're bankrupt. No matter how many toys you get. You know, they boast we the richest country in the world. Man, you just got more toys than everybody else. Big deal. But that doesn't make the man. What makes the man is what's inside. What's in the heart of integrity? Like the wood and like the tree. What is that grain? How many rings is in that tree trunk? How many grains are in there is going to determine the strength of that tree? And I can't think of the name I'm thinking of, but its lateral strength is due to the grain inside, its integrity, what they call growth rings and so forth. It's going to give it its tungsten strength. So for those who understand, you know, wood and the nature of trees, so the same, you know, applies to us. What's ingrained inside? What's in the heart? And how you nurture it is going to determine your outcome. Back to you.
So, callers and listening audience, Mem Claude, that you and get involved, engage on this on certain topics. If you want to on your own, you can do so also. The show, the radio show is only as good as those who want to participate in the radio show, you know. This is your show. So we implore those to come in and let us know, you know, what you feel, what you concern, and your neck is a bush.
Well, I wanna ask a question. This not just for the ladies, there may be some men out there cooking too. We're looking for some recipes. We're coming into our hunt season where we gather fish and fowl and deer and so forth. So we're looking for some new recipes from some other nations, other tribal nations. So if anybody wants to share any recipes of cooking wild game, feel free to Dean, Rachel, anybody, you got any good recipes, and we'd be more than happy to try it out. Wait, my brother here, Chinooka.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, brother, what's going on, man?
Well, I'm kind of late getting on, but I caught your text message saying that the show had to start late. Is that what I'm to understand?
Yeah, we got started at 7:30 to 9. The scheduling, I think, got something happened to the schedule, and we got bumped off. So Sister Leona saved the day. She came in and rescheduled it, got us set back up for tomorrow and up to the 16th. So we got a little late start, but nevertheless, we still on the air.
All right. So what were you guys discussing so far?
Oh well, I was just trying to get some recipes going here. We been covering a few topics, cleanliness of, you know, goodness of the heart and. Of course, Geraldine, she always come in and give us a good motherly wisdom, you know, about how we respecting the elders and how these are the things which these values that come from our mothers and grandmothers. These understandings are for the wholesomeness of our upbringing. And the legacy that we leave behind when we leave here. She was giving condolence to lost some members out there, and she was giving acknowledgement and honor to them, and that so many people are passing on and so many things happening, you know, how we have to be visual and stay on this path of self-determination, independence, and relying upon our indigenous teachings from our parents and grandparents and our elders, and respecting our women folk, you know. These are some of the topics that we were able to touch on, share with one another, some of the things we're discussing. I just brought bringing in the... Say it again?
I think your sister Geraldine on, or what else his wife?
Yeah. So we heard from Geraldine and Rachel so far. Miss Cleo came on.
Who? Who came on?
Your little brother, Cleo was Ross.
What are you talking about, man? What's up with him, man? What are you talking about now? What are you trying to do? God damn that Cleo guy. Damn that guy. God, man. Why all... Come on, man. What's the matter with that guy?
Yeah. So, we're
calm down,
up,
man. I'm on the show. Snooper, calm down. I'm on the show. Let's get the show started. Man, there's that Cleo. God damn, man. Why you guys put him on there, man? Leave him inside the shoebox, man. Let him sleep. Snooper, we on the show. Calm down.
Asking to see if anybody got any good recipes for cooking cooking the deer, tuck shot.
Yeah. And no one else stepped up, give you guys some recipes?
And nobody stepped up yet. Maybe you give us that that Clete recipe you got. You know you got something over there.
Yeah, you know, man, I got all kinds of stuff, man. I'm like a man of cooking book.
Oh, Clete Island Barbecue.
You know, many years ago, my mom used to make us our own pemmican. And she used to use regular cornmeal. Put it in the skillet. Brown it up real good and then throw fresh raisins in it. Take jerk meat, put it in there. You gotta be in to know them things, see? And that's what I say when I jerk say, know it, you know? Yeah. But that's it's a good, you know, staple of diet of a mixture that my people used a long time ago. Good for kids, mainly. To help them these days, you know, their balance. So, you know, that's one.
You might have to make some pemmican then. You say cornmeal. Okay, that's a new one. Use some tough shot and make some jerk meat out of the deer. You say cornmeal and raisins. We got to give that one a try, baby.
Hey,
Oyate.
There you go, man. All of a sudden.
Supposed to be right behind you. Of a recipe. My grandma used to always make, you know, she used to go out. We used to go with her, and she would show us where to get all this, you know, choke cherries and all the berries and Gibson out the root. I can't remember the name of it right now. Tinsmilla. Anyway, she used to get the choke cherries and get a rock, and she would put them in a container, and she would pound them up, and they got big seeds in them. She'd leave the seeds in there, and then she would mix it with dried deer meat and make mapasaka out of it. Let it dry in the sun. And then that's what we would have all winter. Oh. Eat those just like, yeah, they're real hard, real hard. And eat them like, you know, just crunchy, but really hard to break it off of there. But she used to boil them up in the wintertime, and we'd, you know, eat that for with soup and whatever.
Mm, okay. Oh, yeah, we're going to have to put some stuff together. Yeah, especially in cold days off up there in the forest, and you got to have something in the backpack. With the rest of the...
I think the borders lit up. Come on, y'all. Let's engage.
Anybody else got any recipe ideas out there? I'm going to try Oyate and Chinook. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I made smoked some salmon the other day. We went up north and we got salmon from the salmon run and made up this brine with salt and sugar and spices and vinegar and soaked the fish in it for a couple of days.
When you do stuff from our natural way, don't use the white man's spices. Vinegar, don't do that. See, that's what really
means.
Let me share something with you. What Oyate is telling you about, Bapa Saka, okay? I know about all that stuff. See, this is why I try to tell people, be very careful what you're giving out, because they market this, they sell it, and they'll be ruined. See, we're not supposed to do that. Now, hold on, because this is Indian method. I'm going to teach you something. And this is where it's going to really make your mind think about four different things. And I mean four different things. Long time ago, ancient time, time immemorial, we weren't even born yet. We just got here. Lateral of certain millenniums. We all got here in the 1900s. Early 1900s, middle 1900s. Late 1900s, okay? So this is how it goes. Wamakhaskana unchimakha wablezikile khokata kya egna kapi. Na wamakhaska kihena echa khalot khapi ish ha kihena. Hena echa wosuta unzit khokata kya egna kam nechuna. Taku hena hunu pa chipi yeshin ka hechin se khatin ki le khokata ke makhan ka te egna kapi ho hena echa wo shuta he yake na isam khokata ke taku kish kon te hata wo la khote chet ki hechin se on kina de pektes le la ota wo chokhan ki le ekun gamna ipachi chumbi ho takomni wakhat khaka ki chi mane tu ki le Waspe kile hechus esuta ptalo kina zimhanta. Wamak haskan kile na izin. Inshan taku. Waspe na haksi yo hapi ki. Hena inshan wablezi kina egna ka. Ho he wo suta he suta yanke. Che chuna taku lena wawu tokte ki he. Thalo, wagmiza, wagaleksu. Wagmu. Taku kas hena na haksi yon kiyo hapi. Champha. Khanta. Hena aatya ha. Hena makha ki he ichakhi na ho he taha unkubi. Na wo sloye ki lena ata taako he aikha ki kena wa nijab. So I say it best in our language like that because that's the way it was, right? So a lot of these things today, many tribes had this. Not all tribes were pemmican eaters. They weren't. All tribes had a different nutritious value within their system of a value of life they had. All tribes, mainly us guys from the plains and the higher mountain regions, were meat eaters. Buffalo, elk, Those were the main dietary for the Lakota, the Cheyenne, and Arapaho. So our, what we call, like Oyate said, we call it papa saka. Papa is dried meat, hard. And so when you dry it, you use it into making our soup long time ago. Today, we don't do that no more. Because everybody has a different virtue. See, those, them Tilson brothers and their family created what they call this Tonka bar out of Kyle, South Dakota. And they used our ingredients to market it, okay? And they start selling it. They made millions off it. But what did they give back? See, then they created this group called Land Buyback. What did they give back again? See, this is what I don't like, but we want to talk like that. See, we all know what to do. But those are our techniques of survival. And if we keep giving them out like that, we kill it. Then the meaning of it is going to be gone. See, in the white world, the white man does this all the time. He wants something. Why do you think he invades countries with his military? Because he's stealing ingredients to create material, hazardous material, whether they're batteries, automobiles, whatever. This is what that white man is capable of doing. So now when we start doing it and giving it up to one another, he's going to do it and he's going to market it. He's going to use our shit to make money. Think about it. That's why if we're going to explain stuff like that, we got to use language to describe it. That way the white man can't understand what we're saying. See, you want some ingredients, huh? You want ingredients to make something you want new to listen. Now, listen, I'm Indian around here. Listen carefully. Listen, how do we tell the black people to give us something that they've had when they got here in 1492, when they were brought over here as a slave force and a workforce, huh? They had ingredients to do things from ancient times from over there. They lost all that too. See what I'm saying? They had a language. They had all that stuff. So now a lot of them, man, were forced to do all kinds of things by eating, you know, animal remnants. And those are good things. Animal remnants. So as a survival technique. The African brothers and sisters that came into my country did not know a damn thing about eating a pig. And that's a gross-looking animal because he eat human waste. He'll eat a human himself. Okay? So this is white man food, pig. Okay? So in creating a survival, something that can make them feel relatively connected back to where they're from in Africa, they ate the guts of that pig, which today they call what? Chitlins, right? Okay? And many other tribes did similar things. We Lakotas, we Piton, Tetuan, we ate Kanika of the buffalo. So we know about these things, see? But there was no pigs over there in Africa. There was no pigs here in Turtle Island either. See, this is what we're trying to tell you all, understanding that. Those were all brought over here. Even the wild boar was brought over here. And the only people that had wild boar meat was the people down in them small islands. There was others called what? A tabor, right? That's like a pig. So different countries and different little islands were eating that. Like Hawaii. Hawaii, they eat wild boar over there, see? But that's their delicacy. That's why the Hawaiian people, they're big and stout. Well, we were like that too by eating our buffalo. And the white man reduces. Now we're all pot bellies. We're fat. We're full of grease, diabetes, heart trouble, cancer, you name it. Because we got to eat the white man's fucking food. And we're forbidden to eat our shit. Because all these rules and regulations, now you goddamn Indians don't want to fucking step up and start exercising your independence to go out there and hunt freely. What we dog soldiers are doing just that, to feed our people. Because that medicine from the animal is what keeps us healthy. And when you reduce this to fucking domestic, you know, food, chicken, steaks, and all that bullshit that belong to a white man,
That's not healthy for us. You guys don't even eat fucking liver and kidney and pancreas anymore. You don't eat those things. You don't even take the bone marrows to make soup. So here we are talking about giving up all this information. But until we get back to our own and start eating like that, then and only then can we start sharing with one another. But we cannot share with one another on the goddamn material. The trees out there are sharing everything with everything in nature. They're not getting on the phone to say, hey, man, I want you to come pick this off me. I want you guys to come go over here and come again. No, they're not doing that. This is what I'm saying. That's what I can't stand that when we do that. Understand, many tribes out there still hang on to a traditional. And I gave you this simple one. Brown up some cornmeal and put some raisins in it and you got a meal. Simple. That's it. But you have to describe. You have to describe, man, all this stuff because those are what's earthly. That's a good substance. And I'm not saying that to belittle you all, but we got to be careful. Because once the white man listening to monetary, you know, and even, you know, machines like phones, he's going to sell it. Haven't we learned from all that? Haven't
right.
we?
You're right.
See? God damn you guys. Come on, Indians. Shit, help me out. I want to know, listen to no text mess bullshit. Fuck no. I'm tired of that shit. If we're really going to be independent, we need to... Chinooka, the only one acting independent? Cautioning people? Come on now. See? Meaning the winged and the four-legged still have a language that they can communicate with one another. And they are not denying us that. We're denying it ourselves because we don't want to listen to the four-legged and the two-legged, man. God damn, can't you guys open up the eyes and see, man, that house is burning? Damn. But anyway, see, when you guys get me pumped like that, you think I don't listen real carefully? I listen to everything. I listen to everything. They put ingredients in all those potato chips. They put all those ingredients in pop. All those ingredients. That's not healthy for us. But to stay alive, we're going to eat that shit. It's not good. Now, I will say this to my brother Rayfield out there in California. He sent me a bottle of raw meal, okay? This is why I lost a lot of weight. Because you guys all know Chinooka is a big man, big man, okay? And I lost a lot of weight because of eating this raw meal that Rayfield has sent me. And I gave it out in packages. I make Ziploc bags for these elders, and now they're eating it. And they lost a lot of weight. And let me tell you something. They feel good about themselves because they're in balance with that now. See? That's what we're trying to say, man. Trying to help each other that way. So Rayfield, he's listening. I appreciate him for coming out like that and giving us that raw meal. And we all can continue to share that because that raw meal is nutritious, okay? And the one that he gave me, it's called protein and greens, okay? Yes. This stuff is like a powdered minerals, and that's the original unflavored. So it's all about greens. So this man can afford that stuff. So he sends it to me, and I give it to the elders and tell them to mix it with their juice, their tea, and if some of them drink coffee, they can put it in there lightly. So these are all natural things, okay? We've had this. And I told you guys many times on our shows, all the indigenous plants and foods that are out here belonging to us, the white man's marketing it and selling it back to us. You get what I'm saying? See, this is what he does all the effing time, man. There are tons and tons of white people raising buffalo. And they're getting healthy off of our fucking meat. Okay, you're not seeing what's going out here in South Dakota, North Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, Nebraska. Them white sons of bitches are fucking using our animals for his gain and profit, man. God damn you guys, help me out. I can't do this by myself. And I keep telling you guys over and over. God damn, maybe I'd take a hammer and crack you fuckers in the head and then you'll get it. If you can feel that hitting your head with a piece of steel or a rock, then you know what the hell I'm talking about. God, you guys, man. We need to understand each other this way, philosophically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. See? That's when you'll understand how pain works. That's how you'll understand why we cry. That's how you understand to find fairness and balance. Because without any of those seven right there I just mentioned, you're dead and you don't even know it. It's a damn shame what they did to us. And it wasn't that long ago. It's been 520-something-odd years the white fucker's been in our country and not one Indian turned white. God, you guys, man. What they did intersexually, and I mean intersexually, was they killed the Indian to save that man. They killed the black man to save that man. They killed the Chinese man to save that man. And these white men, look at it now. The white man's fighting each other out there. Can't you see it, you guys? They're fighting each other. They're sick and tired of what they've created. They've created this government, man, for their own purpose after they adapted the Constitution from the Iroquois Confederacy. We taught them fuckers way how to disperse and emancipate people's right to understand how freedom works. We taught them that. If you got Greece, Rome, Mesopotamia, Egypt, and the Mediterranean, now America, you got these six countries trying to fight each other over power, these six of them. All the Soviet Union would have to do was step in, hey, hold on, hold it. Or call upon other countries to step in and say, hey, look at these six China men, duke it out for what? Resources that they invade countries for. That's why they send military over there to steal something. I don't give a shit if it's the lithium or cocaine or poppies, whatever. That's what they do, man. So they send them over to do this. So the power of that, they're at each other's throats, okay? The great mystery said never to do anything to violate his great, prophecies in our value of life. But that white man, that fucking devil, the white man's a fucking devil, whether you all like it or not. And if you white sons of bitches are listening to our show, I'm aiming this at you. You did this to us. You sons of bitches did this to us, man. You racist fuckers. You need to go home. Go back to your country across the water and go see if they're going to welcome you back, man. Your own people will knock you off. Look what you did to my people from Maine to Florida, white man. You destroyed every one of them. You killed not only but babies, you killed elders and families that were raising families, man. You, white man, you did that shit, you drug-infested fucking devil. You did that. Ain't nobody else did that to that man. We didn't go over there and invade England and all them other countries where populated white people are. No, we didn't do that. That fucker did it, man, because they were all released from prison over there. Man, you guys, come on, you want to talk history and all that shit right there. So they teach us this shit, now we're doing the same goddamn thing he wanted us to do. Give it all to him now, and then we're doing it on the radio show. God, man, come on. God, man. And the sad thing is, you all talk like a fucking white man today. You all do. You ain't got no goddamn language to stand on, to meet. The provisions is who we are as a free people. And you know it, listening audience, you know it. We show you Luhab Hunter. Woka kizikilena wanka. Mila Huska Naha Washichuki Lena Nupki Lena Echa Tak Shichi Echupi Nahaksi Oyate Tokta Apach Papi Hohe Woyuk Shaki Nahaksi Makha Ankatahe Kushan Nuziksto As Wablazik Leni Nichapi. See? Man, I don't have to say any more like that. That's what frustrates me. Oh, but wait now. Oh, the poor little white man. That fucking devil. Oh, yeah, Mr. White Man, come here. There's a way to do things, and there's a way not to do things. Well, I choose the not to do things. Man, you guys want us to get down? Let's get down. You take a look at all the women, no matter who they are, the half-breed, full-blood, take a look at them. Them women don't know how to be matriarchs no more. That's why they're all in pants, man. God damn, can't you guys open up your eyes and see the house is burning, man? It's burning. No matter what kind of man you put in there. If this is such a great country, and you keep making figurines and statues, God damn it, America must die. That's the only way people are going to ever get ahead, man. But, oh, you want to put figures up. You want to do this. You want to do that. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do a goddamn thing to be like him. No, look, when they finish that rock statue of Crazy Horse, you know what that symbolic is going to mean? That all the indigenous people in the continent of Turtle Island, better known as the Island Hill, all indigenous people look the same, man. That's what's out there. But you guys don't know that shit. You're too busy talking. Too busy talking. You have Mahatma Gandhi down in Georgia at that big old auditorium for Martin Luther King. Okay? Mahat's outside. What about Martin Luther King? If he did something for the black people, what the hell? Why you put Mahat out there? Mahat's from over there, India. But he's over here. You see what I'm saying? Understand. Once you put up Dick Gregory or real people, man, Kwame Ture, man, Stokely Carmichael. These are people that really stood up for the black people, man. Rosa Parks. But damn, black folk, come on. There's no different than my Indians. My Lakota people, all tribes. God damn, you guys keep fighting over fucking water. Shit, these guys were selling water on your goddamn reservation. You never said a damn thing because you were paying a monthly water bill, man. Enough already, paying rent in your own homes. All of that shit, electricity. We should be getting shit for fucking free, man. Why do you think we have so much incarceration in this country? Not only from children, but clear up to adults. Old men are dying in prison, man. Just because they uncovered a few dead bodies of children, these sons of bitches are still doing it today. Pay attention. But not that long ago, 3 or 4 years back, that Trump and them put all our Mexica kids in jail, man, stripping them from their moms, man. God, you guys. Oh, see, this is why, man, it's hard for me to get on radio shows because I'm aiming the truth. But you don't see people of color incarcerating white kids, huh? Stripping white kids from white families and mothers and shit, huh? You don't see that. You don't see them dropping them off in daycare centers. All that shit run by people of color, huh? We're not that way. We're not a people, man, that believe in... We're not a people that believe in segregation. We're not a people that do that. We love, we care, we believe, we have a heart to make these things happen. Because that's the way our ancestors gave us that. He didn't say, hey, Crazy Horse, you go teach that white man how to hunt with the bow and arrow. You go, these fuckers stole all this shit from us. The gunpowder was stolen from China. The metal was stolen from France. And everything that people had in their own country, white man keeps stealing. Sends his military to invade countries to steal shit that these billionaires want to sell to you to keep you in their demise, man. God, you guys. Animals laying all over the continent dead by automobile. That son of a bitch and white man has got no honor to respect and slow down and let an animal cross. That's a devil. And when he hits the animal, he's screaming, laughing. Honey, did you see that? I ran over a raccoon. And his wife's going to laugh with him. Man, you guys, help me out. Say shit about that man. And you women, get off them goddamn pants, man. Put the dress back on so you'll know exactly what a man's trying to tell you. We can't do this, brother. You women are supposed to lead us. We're a matriarchal people. If the turtle can give us this land here, created by the great mystery and Mother Earth, goddammit, you women can do that too. God, you guys. Frustrates me, man. That's why I love my mom. For saying, they took my husband from me, son. They took my man from me. So my daddy's going to help you become that man. And I love my grandpa to death. I was raised a fucking bastard thanks to these white ranchers that killed my daddy. Thank you, white man, for killing my dad, you white fucking devil. You're getting yours now, finally. Your reckoning is here. But how many other children out there, male and female, are being raised on their own through their grandparents, aunts and uncles, and that fucking abuse they all had is inflicted upon those same kids. I know I come from that too. That's where it came from. White man, white man. That son of a bitch is a fucking two-legged breathing devil. And yet you all support him. You support him, man. Don't tell me this shit, man. Don't get into that stuff. I learned how to be angry at the white man from three important men in my life. My life. Three important men. That was my Grandpa Roy, my late older brother Lehman Brightman, and my second other older brother Russell Means, and now me. They were right. All three of them men spoke the truth hardly. Hardly and harshly about that white devil. And I mean hardly. Hardly. They spoke about how evil that white man was. Now all of you go for it. Even Ain go for it. There's a white guy up in Rapid City, James Swan, United Urban, that fucking go for it. Then these missing and murdered women group, they went for it. And then this land buyback by these Tilson brothers, they're doing it. Black Panthers are doing it. Goddamn Brown Berets are doing it out in California. And them same goddamn Ku Klux Klan that are cutting around the sheets and corners, they're still doing it again. But I will tell you this. The Strong Heart Warrior Society, the Chunket Inza Okola Kijie, is the only ones that are still serving the purpose of their impoverished areas of people, bringing them out of dormancy. We're the only ones still in the game. And all them armed forces that were created by the white race, Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines, you fuckers gave it to them. You know you did. You served them. But when it comes to your people, you can't serve us. You can't pick up your guns and point it at them guys that do this shit every day. The late George Floyd, I was in Minnesota when them riots kicked off. I went up there to serve my people. No different than Ferguson when my brother, the late Dick Gregory, the comedian, invited me down there. Dick did. And then in Omaha, Nebraska, when Thurman Statham invited me. And then Dr. Edmond down in Illinois. Those are people that believed in freedom. that died that way, man. The rest of you, man, these still trying to scratch the white man's back. Come here, little Indian. I got an ace right here. You're going to go over and scratch it for that white fucker. Fuck him. God, you guys need to understand what's going on here. They're on the verge of collapsing, and we need to put that strength and energy on that collapse to keep going. If I was the great mystery, if I was him, and I had the path to put the white man, I'd fucking put that white man in that path to hell right now. All of them. For so much, man, destruction and blood on their hands, man, they got to go. But I'm not Wakanskankaki Chimaneto. I'm a Ixewichasa. A Chante Tinza Okolakichi Itasa. Natawichasa, hedgeman. That's all I am. Still serving my people. Donations from people that I convinced in their head, corrupted their head to really look at what their own people are doing to mine in 2021. God, man, you guys, you infuriate me when you do that stuff all the time. I didn't ask you for anything about the ingredients that I can't do for myself. That's why we can never do for ourselves, man. We keep giving it away. But anyway, man, my passion gets the best of Tanupa. So I'm going to turn it all back to you guys, man. I'll turn it back to you.
Yeah, Tanupa in red form, red hot Tanupa. All right.
Thank you, Tanupa, for your words and your wisdom.
Who is that?
These are my boys. These are my children. My chalks and my beard. You guys are my boys. These are my two gods. The big god and the little god. Come on, guys. Step up and start getting. Let me hear your passion. Don't go off of my passion. You guys got some, man. Let's hear it. You keep giving greetings out. Go ahead. I'm going to stop you. You should know that if you're
amazing.
Damn these guys, boy.
I tell you, RK people, his borders lit up. I know a bunch of people listening.
Well, we got about 15 more minutes left in the show. We in the overtime.
That we don't have so much time. Come on.
Tomorrow I'll be making cornmeal raisins in a week.
Come on, y'all.
I'm just scared because
we can't always do all the talking. We need y'all. We can, you know, we can talk and say things, but we need y'all to talk also.
You better scare everybody away.
Let them up.
Yeah, anybody saying nothing?
So
all right, here.
I got some raisins, some cornmeal, and some
So, people, like I said, we eat the show. The show's all self-determination and independence, and that topic is always going to keep coming up because it's so very important, self-determination and independence, because it's not about the thing that you talk about. It's the thing you live it, you know? So... We can talk about a lot of things, but self-determination and independence is the most important thing you can ever have in your life. If you don't use it, it will be taken away from you.
Woo! It's a yacht day. Anybody there?
Don't talk about it. Yacht day.
Hey, yeah, ahead, I just wanted to say that. Chinupa's got all that passion, you know. Anyway, when he takes this case, our case to the United Nations, I just want to say he needs to talk that way to them because that's the only thing they understand when somebody talks to them that way. If you don't talk to them that way, they take it as you're not serious, you know. And so he needs to take it right to the United Nations just like that. And I also wanted to say because Chinupa probably won't. He's too humble of a guy to bring it out, but he's not only just a Nick Davis charger, like he says, but he's also the Itasha Waka for the Lakota National Government. He's the head chief, you know, if you want to call it that. Lakota National Government when he takes it to the United Nations. And so, you know, he's not just an ordinary guy. And so I just need to bring out those things there, and back to you guys.
You know, like you said, once we take the, once the COVID get to the UN, and the representatives of each nation, we hope that people come together and we have a force that can come with us, you know, because, you know, like I say, if you have a force and we have people with us, then to show unity and strength. But y'all gonna, but the thing about it, you're gonna not, we can talk about a thing, we'll try to be there, but if y'all gonna back out and don't show no backbone and don't have no backbone, then we can't talk for you. You have to talk for yourself.
Come on, B.
When is this plan to go to the UN?
Come on, B. Chop.
You want to say that again, Rachel?
When is the plan to go to the UN?
They're setting it up now. Make it.
Come on, Josh. Okay.
Probably the next session of the Forum of Indigenous People. Oh, wow. Tanuba, maybe you can better answer that for her.
Say that again.
Rachel asked, when is it, when do we intend to go to the UN? I said, well, that's in the making. Maybe you can answer that better for her.
Well, that's just a stupid question, you know. The reason why I say it's a stupid question is this, okay? Look, we as a free people, struggling to remain free, have to collectively align ourselves with people that really believe they want freedom. They want to be left alone. But it'll never happen until we keep, and you know, we need to recognize why we're questioning these things. Let's ask this question to all the audience that are listening. Have you guys ever been to the United Nations? Have you ever been to Geneva, Switzerland? Have you ever been to the whole, you know, ram of how America practices and perfects colonial policies to stop people from asserting their rights? Because once they give you a check and they give you this and that to serve them, you know what you do? You be quiet. You get mad at the wrong thing, but you'll never blame a white man. That's the hard part. Well, if the trees, the earth, the animals, the fish, everything could talk like a white man's language, they'd condemn that two-legged bastard right off the back. They would. But it's us that got to defend them, right or wrong. That's right. And it only gets worse because of the same thing repeating over and over, no matter what kind of white man you put in the presidency. It's the same shit. And until you all start recognizing that, then and only then can we free ourselves from this captivity. They know exactly how to play this game. That's why they were all released from prison and brought over here. Those four fucking ships. And them ships kept coming over and over and over to bring more discretion. And you guys don't get it. I live in that shit every day. And that's the hard part. If you guys don't recognize that, you're going to be asking questions again. Look at it. Look around wherever you live. No matter what state you are, go look at it. And you'll see it right there. So I'll wheel it back to you guys to carry on.
Well,
I
guess that was your answer.
Put the goddamn dress back on, women. Quit acting like men. That's what's happening. Can't you see it? Woman wear pants, the first thing you're going to do is look at her ass, huh? You know you guys are going to do that. That's what they want. That's why they downgrade a woman. A white man for you, man. You guys are all sitting there quiet on the show, man. Get real. Get busy. I live in that shit every day.
7 minutes left in the show, Januka. So, you want to close us out with a song?
So tomorrow's radio show. Are you guys going back to the same time? 5 o'clock?
Yeah, we're back on the regular time. 5 o'clock.
Man, I tell you. My phone was, man, heating up. People calling, hey, that's so on. I said, I guess it is. I ain't even on it.
Yeah,
but I didn't know it until I got your text message.
Yeah. Ooh, she got it straightened out. So, tomorrow, same time, regular schedule time, folks. 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern. This is Voices of People, 657-383-1630. Do call in, start your own topic, join in the topic, share your understanding, your knowledge. We'll make the world go round.
Hey, do me a favor, and why don't you call upon my sister, Geraldine, to close with the song tonight. Man, she's got a good voice, good Mohawk voice.
Geraldine, you still there? Geraldine, you still with us?
Boy, I just got to be there because I heard him a little while ago.
Yeah, we had a few calls.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
You want to close? Yeah, can you close us with a song tonight?
Okay.
We got 5 minutes left in the show. We need a closing song.
Are you? No, 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 ayo, ayo, no, 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 ayo, ayo, no, 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 ayo, way, ayo, Yahweh, you ha, hey, away, oh, yo. Hayo, hayo, nay, na, nay, no, hayo, hayo, nay, na, nay, no, hayo, way, ah, hey, oh, Yahweh, you, ha, hey, ah, way,
beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Heart.
So beautiful.
Well, good night to all of you, and we'll see you guys back tomorrow night on the Indigenous Voices of People radio show. Have a good rest of the evening. Take care. Oh.
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 That was so good. Oh, beautiful.
Alhamdulillah.
That was nice.
That's still on you? Come here. Thank you.